So here we go.
So after I read this, you're going to sing Damodar prayers. So what I will do, the first Leela that we're going to cover is Damodar. So we'll just read the translation, and that will cover Damodar Leela.
And you are reading the translation, Prabhu.
Hmm?
You can read
it. I'm doing it now. Okay. Then you're going to sing.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Shri Shri Radha Damodar Ki. Is it too loud? Is it okay?
No, it's fine.
It's fine? Thank you. Now you too, if you sit, I can see you better. If you sit on the couch. Sit on the couch. You're elderly, so it's okay. Sit right there, then I can see. Ah, much better. Thank you. All right. And we're going to need a nice little cloth. Do we have a nice little cloth to cover that? Please. Let me get my mood. Everybody chant japa for a few seconds, please. Is that all right? All right. To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings are swinging to and fro, who is beautifully shining in the divine realm of Gokula, who due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, who is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her because she ran after him with greater speed, to that Supreme Lord Shri, I offer my humble obeisances. See, what did Yashoda have in her hand? A whipping stick. He is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. So I have a question. Why did it say, whose belly is not bound with ropes? What happened in this Leela to prove that Krishna's belly is not bound by ropes? Who can answer that question? Was that? It was always 2 inches too short. Thank you. That is the proof. No matter how much rope they were going to bring, it was still going to be 2 fingers are 2 inches too short. Next. By such childhood pastimes as this, he drowns the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy and is revealing to those devotees who are absorbed in knowledge of his supreme majesty and opulence that he is only conquered by devotees whose pure love is imbued with intimacy and is free from all conceptions of awe and reverence. With great love, I again offer my obeisances to Lord Damodar hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be obtained by executing the 9 processes of bhakti. And of the 9, Lord Chaitanya says 2 of them are the most important. What are they? Santa, very good. You have learned your lessons well. I am proud of you. You get graduation. That's why you got Gornitai. Oh Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours, as everybody say, Bala Gopala, in Vrindavan, may ever be manifest in my heart, for what is the use to me of any other boon besides this? O Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair, tinged with, what? Red, yes, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda. And your lips are reddish like what fruit? Bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. O Supreme Godhead, I offer my obeisances unto you. Please repeat. O Damodar. O Ananta. O Vishnu. O Master, my Lord, be pleased upon me. By showering your glance of mercy upon me, deliver this poor ignorant fool who is immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes. O Lord Damodar, just as the two sons of Kuvera, what were their names? Manigriva, Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you in your form as a baby, tied with rope to a wooden grinding mortar. In the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. O Lord Damodar, I first of all offer my obeisances to the brilliantly effulgent rope which binds your belly. I then offer obeisances to your belly, which is the abode of the entire universe. I humbly bow down to your most beloved Srimati Radharani, and I offer all obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord, who displays unlimited pastimes.